Festival season in Nepal means public holidays, crowded markets, and family gatherings. These are auspicious times for togetherness and worship, but also prime conditions to spread COVID-19. Nepal's health ministry is offering to vaccinate people at bus terminals, an effort to prevent travelers spreading coronavirus during the holidays. It is exactly what landed Rajesh's grandfather in hospital. Even though the 75-year-old was fully vaccinated, he ended up with severe pneumonia, needed oxygen, and spent days in critical condition. He's stable now, but still in danger. And just by wanting to be by his grandfather's side, so too is Rajesh.
You yourself are immunocompromised. You cannot take the vaccine.
Yes.
But you've still come to the hospital. Are you not worried for yourself?
Yeah, I am a bit worried, but he's my granddad. I love him more. And I'm taking all the necessary precautions, but anything can happen.
It is not how this family was expecting to spend the festive season.
At the peak of the virus in the summer, here at the main infectious diseases hospital in Kathmandu, it was standing room only. Now, there may be fewer cases than before, but the fact of the matter is, in rooms here at this intensive care unit, there are still people connected to oxygen machines who are fighting for their lives.
When we visited, at least half a dozen people were being treated in this ICU. A nationwide vaccine drive is underway. Demand for doses is higher than the supply.
If we get vaccinated, they say we won't get sick, that we won't die. I'm already near death, but I've taken the first dose, so I'm here to take the second one.
I'm scared of corona. So many people are dying. Of course I'm scared.
Nepalese people may want vaccines, but they do not want PCR tests. Nepal's health ministry is offering to test people free of charge, but the potential loss of income from weeks of quarantine is as serious a risk for some as the virus. Positive cases are nowhere near peak levels, but a vaccine shortage, economic conditions, and the holidays mean more cases and fatalities may be inevitable.